A rental wasn't working out.
She was screaming and yelling at me and threatening me with CPS. I would never hurt my child.
Your vagrant lifestyle hurts your child.
Nothing's going right for this dad.
No income, sleeping on a floor in a stranger's house, then moving to another stranger's house whose last name you don't even remember. And you're telling me that your son's safety is paramount in your mind?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bruce Cohn is suing his former landlord, Laura Martinez, for the return of his son's belongings that were left at her home.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 91 on the calendar tonight of Cohn versus Martinez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Cohn, it is your claim that the defendant had or has some property that belongs to either you or your son. The situation that I read is kind of bizarre. You and your son, according to you, who was 8 or 9 years old, had to find a place to live on rather short notice. You answered an ad for a room that the defendant had in her home. The room wasn't going to be available for a while. But because you really needed a place to stay, you accepted her invitation, according to you, to sleep on the floor in her living room until the room was available. And that was supposed to be for about a week or so. Well, shortly before the room became available, you packed up and left. And according to you, left some of your property there. Miss Martinez says you left abruptly and left no property there. She's not the monitor of your property. You took what you came with and left. So I have a couple of questions for you. Do you work, Mr. Cohn?
No, I do not. And
how do you support yourself?
Right now, I'm just getting county assistance.
So you receive public assistance?
Public assistance.
And how long have you been receiving public assistance?
3 months.
What were you doing before you were receiving public assistance?
I was in sales. And I
with
was
whom?
Selling website design.
Working for yourself?
I was working for myself. At the same token, I had independent contractors I was helping out on assignments and jobs.
When was the last time you had a steady job?
That would have to be late in October last year.
October of 2013?
Correct.
Who did you work for in October of 2013?
World Strides.
And what happened to that job?
That job was very demanding. It took away too much time from my son during all these problems I was having at home. And I had to dedicate more time to him because I was becoming a full-time dad.
And this is your wife?
Yes.
Are you back together again with your wife?
We're still friends. And
that's not what I asked you.
No.
Careful about my questions, careful about your answers. Mr. Cohn, are you back together with your wife?
No.
Where do you come from? What state?
I'm from California in Oceanside.
And your ex-wife lives where?
She lives in San Diego, a little further south.
Where does your son live?
He lives with me.
Full-time?
Full-time.
And he goes to school from your home? And how often does he see his mother?
At least once a week.
How does she get to see him?
She either comes up by train or a friend, or I bring him down.
Does she work?
At this time, she does not. She's caregiving her parents.
Does she also receive assistance?
I do not know.
Well, I'm going to ask her if I speak to her later. Now, what prompted you to leave your house?
Laura's house?
Her house.
Or her house. Well, we were actually in a motel at the time, not by choice.
When?
That would have to be the middle of March, and I did not want to stay with her any longer. She also, at the same time, had to go take care of her parents who were deathly ill, and it was actually a better situation for me, for the safety of my son, to have him with me.
What do you mean safety? I don't understand the word safety.
Well, there was actually no accommodating areas for her to take care of him at the time because of the almost medical setting in the house.
I'm talking about the motel. How did you end up in a motel?
The motel, because of the job loss at the same time. I lost my job. I didn't have any income. And I was forced to move out of the other place because I didn't have rent to pay.
Why didn't your wife stay home as she was taking care of her parents and you continue with your job so that you wouldn't end up in a motel?
Exactly.
Well, I'm asking you that question.
I do not know why, Your Honor.
You do not know why. So what you chose to do is you chose to have two unemployed people and a 9-year-old child.
Well, my goal was to find a job immediately.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have. I've been seeking work.
Where are you working?
I'm not working right now, but
well,
I have one lined up.
That's your goal. But the idea is you had a job.
Right.
And you quit your job to be a stay-at-home father when your wife, the mother of the child, was also not working. Now, I know she wasn't working because you said to me she went to take care of her parents. That's
right.
What she does. Well, if she's taking care of her parents, is there a reason she couldn't take care of her own child while you continued with your job?
I tried to make that happen. It was too much of a difficult transition between the transportation between San Diego and Oceanside.
Well, you were together in the motel in March.
I know.
What mean you know? Okay. So you go to this perfect stranger with your son, and she says you can sleep on the floor, and you do. Now, how did you get to her house?
I drove there.
And you were staying in a motel?
Yes.
How long had you been in the motel?
I'd say approximately 2 weeks.
Were you in a single room in the motel?
We were in a room with two beds.
Now, you lived in an apartment before that or a house?
Yes, we lived in an apartment prior to that. We were renting a room from someone else, and we've been roommates for a while just because of financial situation, and I just did not have the income. It wasn't just because I quit the job.
So you moved from a motel, one room, where you were staying with your wife and your son.
Mm-hmm.
You moved out of there. I don't even want to know why. You put your property in your car.
Yes.
And you answered an ad, and you went to her house, and you stayed there for how many days?
5 days.
Why did you leave?
This lady has put me through hell.
No. I'm asking you a question. Why did you leave?
I left because I did not feel it was a safe housing for my son.
Good. You moved in there on what day in March?
March 25th.
And on what day did you leave?
The 31st.
The day you were supposed to move into the room the next day and start paying rent.
Yes.
Now, when you got there on March 25th,
Your Honor, I did actually pay her for the days that I was there, though.
How much did you pay her?
$116.13.
And did she provide you with food when you were there?
No, I had to bring my own food.
So what was the $116 for, about $25 a day?
It was $19.35 per day, and I have the actual written notice that we agreed upon, if you'd like to see it, Your Honor.
No, I mean, that's perfectly reasonable. She's a stranger. She's
right.
Letting you stay there for 20 bucks a day.
Something for now.
For 20 bucks a day?
Yeah.
Now, how much were you supposed to start paying for the room?
$600.
When you moved out, where did you move to?
We actually found another situation because that day we decided we wanted to move.
That day,
and
on
I met
March,
somebody.
That day on March 31st.
Right.
You found out you wanted to move, and you moved in with whom?
I moved in with another lady named Lauren. And that.
How
was
did
actually,
you find Lauren? What has a last name? What's Lauren's last
I
name?
I don't recall.
I don't believe you.
I swear, I don't recall her last name.
That's too bad that you don't recall. So how long were you with Lauren?
I was there about 2 weeks because we wanted to eventually get our own place.
You were with Lauren, who has no name, for 2 weeks?
Yes. Her husband got jealous.
Mr. Cohen, this is what your case is about.
Yes.
You moved out, you found Lauren in one day.
Yes.
And you liked her.
Excuse me?
I mean, you liked the situation better than with Ms. Martinez.
Yes.
Right, so you packed up your stuff. In your car?
Yes.
The same car you came with?
Exactly.
And you left and went to Lauren's house?
I filled it as much as I could.
Let me tell you something. She says you took everything that you came with. I say you took everything that you came with. Because you just said to me, I felt the whole situation was uncomfortable.
Yes.
Uneasy, unsafe. You already had another place to go. You moved in there from a one-room motel. And you moved in from a one-room motel with your car?
Yes.
And you left in the same car? No truck. No U-Haul, no nothing. However, you claim in this lawsuit $5,000, $5,000 worth of stuff. You didn't have 5,000 pennies to rub together, but you claim $5,000 worth of junk that you left in Miss Martinez's house. That's what you're claiming, and I don't believe you.
Your Honor, please, can I?
I don't believe that you had $5,000 worth of anything.
I'm agreeing with you. I have proof of the value of the items that was under about $1,000. But the pain and suffering that my son endured of stuff we collected since he was a baby, every piece of property we've had since he was a child.
Now, just a second. Mr. Cohen, you should have put it in your car.
I didn't have room. And plus, she was yelling at me in the driveway.
Second. You should have put the really valuable stuff that was
I did not have time.
In your car.
It was a combination of room and being out of there in a hurry because she was screaming and yelling at me and threatening me with CPS.
Just a second.
I would never hurt my child.
Oh, just a second. Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
I want to tell you, your vagrant lifestyle hurts your child.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
In the car, we discussed how much it was and
yes.
What we were doing to.
Yes.
What we're going to.
I mean, what is funny to you? There's nothing funny.
No, it's
funny
isn't
about
that funny.
Except that you're wasting my time.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Bruce Cohen says former landlord Laura Martinez owes for the return of his son's belongings.
Now, you left, according to what you just told me, a steady job. because you were transitioning to be a full-time house parent with no income, living with your child in a motel, sleeping on a floor in a stranger's house, then moving to another stranger's house whose last name you don't even remember for 2 weeks. And you're telling me that your son's safety is paramount in your mind? No, sir. That's not what a father does. Mm-hmm. A father provides if your wife is incapable of doing that. A father provides security, stability, is a role model, because you're not a stupid man. You're not a stupid man. You and I are having this discussion, and I'm telling you that I think you're a very smart man. I think maybe there's something mentally wrong with you, but I think you're a very smart man. But if there's nothing mentally wrong with you, and there's certainly nothing physically wrong with you, don't try to tell me that you're providing the right kind of environment for your son. That is, he has a role model. His father works, puts a roof over his head, a stable one.
Yes.
Where he knows he can come home every day, not in Mrs. Martinez's house, and in Lauren's house, and in a motel, all in 1 month. At 9 years old. Goodbye, Mr. Cohn. Not interested.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
He overheard me talking to my daughter about me calling CPS.
She threatened that she called because I yelled at my child.
He was choking his son, and we heard him. We didn't see him. We heard him.
I'm trying to be an authoritative father.
And that's the same day he bounced as soon as he found out.
That would never hurt my child.
I don't think I will have to go through this again.
I'm going to get my own place. I'm going to be more responsible.
Everything's good. Back in order.
And I'm going to put more security in my value.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lawson versus Bennett. Step forward.
25-year-old Alexis Lawson is suing her former friend, Terry Bennett, for an unpaid loan to get her car out of impound.
Miss Lawson, it is your claim that Miss Bennett owes you money that you spent to get her car out of impound.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Bennett's defense is that she never asked you for any money, nor did she make any contract with you to repay any money.
Yes, ma'am.
She doesn't deny that you, in fact, paid the money to get her car out of impound. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'd like you to explain that to me.
What actually happened was my car was impounded from my neighborhood because my parking pass was expired. So, you know, my car got impounded, and the cost of it to get out was $130 at the beginning, which I didn't have. So I spoke to my friend Jasmine, well, friend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. I spoke to her about it, and neither did she have it either. So, you know, we said, okay, well, when I get it, I get it. So maybe, I don't know exactly how many days, but I'm going to say a couple of days. A couple of days after that, Alexis and Jasmine, you know, they both called me together, like, you know, where are you? How much is your car? We're going to come get you. We're going to take you to get your car. So they come. I give them amount. We go to the toll.
You give them what?
I tell them the amount to get my car out. So we go to the toll to receive my car.
But all three of you went together?
Yes, ma'am.
And?
They picked me up, and we went to the toll, and we got my car out.
No, tell me the steps that you took to get your car out.
Oh, they came and got me.
I'm there already.
Okay,
now you get to the tow yard.
Okay, we got to the tow yard. Alexis went in with me. I had to have my...
The plaintiff?
Yes, ma'am.
Went in with you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't discuss anything in the car going there? You know, you thought you were going maybe out for some Chinese food?
No, in the car we discussed how much it was and...
Yes?
What we were doing to...
Yes?
What we're gonna... We discussed how much it was and that was it. We went and got the car out and that was it. It was no, you owe me, you got to pay me back.
Well, what did you ever do for Miss Lawson?
We're all friends. You know, we hang out.
What,
we kick.
What did you ever do for her? What do you do? Let's start with what do you do to make a living?
I work in a warehouse. I'm a warehouse associate.
Great. So you have money.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you drive your car in order to get to work?
Yes, before it was towed. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what is funny to you? There's nothing funny about this.
No, it's not funny.
Except that you're wasting my time.
No, ma'am. I'm not laughing at all.
Okay. Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was going to throw something when I had it, but
you
I didn't have...
You were
going to
throw something when you had it?
I didn't have the money to get my car out.
You're cute, Miss Bennett, but you're not a rocket scientist.
Thank you. Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Alexis Lawson says, former friend Terry Bennett owes for a loan to get her car out of impound. Terry says it was her ex-girlfriend, not her, who asked Alexis for the money.
Now, you work and you use the car to get to work.
Yes, ma'am.
So my question to you was, what did you ever do for Miss Lawson?
I drove them around, took her places. You know, we were just mutual friends. I took her out. I drove where she needed to go, take her where she needed to go. That's it.
Now, you were in a bind. You needed your car. Car was impounded. She had the cash. Your other friend didn't. She laid out the cash. Why wouldn't you pay her back?
I mean, because we didn't discuss it, and we didn't discuss paying her back. We're friends. Like, we do different things for each other. We don't keep tabs.
Well, I asked you that question. What did you do for her? What money did you ever give her? When did you ever get her out of a financial bind?
I don't keep tabs because I consider her, you know, one of my friends. So we could all go out and she might
too.
Be short for...
I mean, I tell you something. I'm much older than you are.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have friends.
Yes.
And I have to tell you something. None of my friends ever asked me for money.
I didn't ask her.
I'm just telling you. None of my friends ever said, gee, I'm short. I can't pay this parking ticket. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I'm sure that if my friend did suggest that, my friend would say, listen, as soon as I can, I may only be able to pay you back $10 a week, but as soon as I get the money together, I'll give you 10 bucks a week until it's paid off. What do you do for a living?
I'm a server.
She doesn't live off a trust fund. Why should she pay to having your car towed? Because you were irresponsible and let the permit lapse. Why should she do that? Without your responsibly taking control over your own negligence.
I would have been able to get it out, but, you know, I had just paid all my other bills, so I wasn't expecting my car to get towed, I mean.
Good. So then what you say is, Miss Bennett, I don't have the money altogether. What's your first name?
Alexis.
Alexis, I don't have the money altogether. I'll give you 10 bucks a week until it's paid off.
But I wasn't gonna make her that promise. I mean, I was gonna throw something when I had it, but
you were gonna throw something when you had it?
I also didn't have the money to get my car out. So, you know, I wasn't gonna make her any promises, you know, that I would give her a certain amount every week. You know,
Why not? You work.
Yes, ma'am.
You work and why not? You work, so why not? You get the same paycheck every week?
Depends on the hours that I work.
Well, if you don't work overtime, do you get the same hours every week?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking you. You work a 40-hour week?
Sometimes more. Yes, ma'am, sometimes more.
Sometimes more, but not less.
It has been less before. Sometimes work gets slow, so it has been less. But I have other bills, you know, rent, car insurance, car
note. You don't need car insurance if you don't have a car.
Right. That's why I didn't have the money to get my car out, because I paid all of my bills. I wasn't expecting my car to be towed.
You're cute, Miss Bennett, but you're not a rocket scientist.
Okay.
Because you're not getting the gist of what I'm saying to you.
No,
you're not getting the gist of what I'm saying to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
What I'm saying to you, at the time that your car was impounded, you didn't have the cash.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody was nice enough to step up to the plate and say to you, listen, I'm going to help you out. I know you need the car for work, whatever it is. We're going to help you out.
Yes, ma'am.
Then what a decent person says after that was, listen, I don't have the money now because I just paid the car insurance on this car that I now can't drive. Mm-hmm. But starting next week, I'm going to give you 10 bucks a week out of my pay because that I can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't afford. That I know you can afford. You know, you just go out to eat one less fast food, you know, and cook something at home. And then you've paid off your debt. It wasn't that much. Take you a couple of months was your debt. I know you didn't have the money right then, but that's what a decent person says. How much did you pay to get a car out?
$395.
Show me.
She should have the receipt. They didn't give it to me because the car's
I'd like to
my
see
name.
The receipt. Show me where you took the money out from.
I had the cash because I told you before I'm a server, but I have a statement from my income taxes that showed how much I had on me.
Show me. Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $395, that's all.
Please are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Mr. Billings said to me, look, if this dog doesn't work out for you, I absolutely will give you your money back.
All sales are final. This is your contract.
This is what the dog did to my child. Would you like to see it?
Judge Judy.
She's a psychopath. She's delusional.
I don't know, maybe both of them might have a thing for me, you know?
I think she has multiple personalities.
Could be that, but I still have my vehicle, so.
I'm a Cancer, she's a Cancer, but I don't act like that.
Maybe because she just didn't have that, you know? and knew she did something for me, so she like, hey, let me call her, like, you know.
Don't lend money out unless you have a written agreement, and, you know.
I don't even consider it borrowing because I didn't ask her for it.
I don't have any ill will to her. I wish her the best, but.
You know what I mean? We good, you know? We good.
No, she's an associate, not a friend.
That's the way it is.